KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In news from over the weekend, a storm spotter remains hospitalized in Sioux City after lightning struck him as storms moved across several Midwestern states Sunday night, leaving power outages, trees down, and campers overturned. Hardest hit in Iowa was the Denison area, where Crawford County Emergency Management Director Gregory Miller said five travel trailers were overturned at Yellow Smoke Park. There were no injuries reported. Miller says winds of at least 70 miles per hour knocked down trees and blew down outbuildings on two farms. Denison and areas to the south saw flash flooding from heavy rain. An accident Monday afternoon in Red Oak resulted in a total of about $4,600 damage, but no one was injured. According to a police report, 17-year-old Kara Bell Hale of Red Oak was traveling south on North 4th Street at around 12:20 p.m. when the steering wheel on the 2001 Ford Taurus she was driving began to shake and the brakes failed. As the teen was trying to turn onto High School Road, the vehicle crossed the center line, went off the road just south of the High School Road, and entered a ditch filled with water. The vehicle continued and struck a berm on the north side of a bike trail. The impact caused the right side of the car to leave the ground for about 10 feet. The vehicle finally came to rest on the south berm next to the bike trail. Officials said no citations were issued pending an investigation into the car's mechanical issues. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. A man from Boone died and two Oskaloosa residents were injured during a collision Monday morning in central Iowa's Greene County. The Iowa State Patrol's 27-year-old Daniel Reitz of Boone died at the scene of the crash on Highway 30, about a mile east of Grand Junction near 220th Street. The accident happened at around 9:30 a.m. Monday. Reitz was not wearing a seatbelt. Officials say his 2001 Chevy Impala was traveling west on Highway 30 in a reckless manner when his car crossed the center line of the road and hit an eastbound 2007 Cadillac Escalade driven by 25-year-old Lombardo Ramos of Oskaloosa. Ramos and his unidentified female passenger, who were wearing their seatbelts, were transported to the hospital in Jefferson. Their injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Elsewhere in the news, a man who once was the head of the Council Bluffs Municipal Airport was honored recently as the latest member of the Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame in Greenfield. The Omaha World Herald reports Dan Smith was among 27 selected as Iowa's second generation of aviation promoters. The term second generation was used because many of the selected individuals are sons or daughters of earlier recipients of that award. Smith, chosen by his peers, was honored for his years of service at the Council Bluffs Airport, as well as efforts to save the Iowa Western Community College Airplane Mechanics Program. The school had considered closing the program in early 1999, when Smith led the charge to stop its closure. He brought in numerous airplane industry officials to urge the school to keep its program going. At Smith's suggestion, the program was moved to the airport. Officially known as the Aviation Maintenance Technology Power Plant Certificate Program, it's designed to place graduates into the workforce just after 1 year. It's Federal Aviation Administration certified and unique to the region, focusing solely on the power plant aspect of aviation. Half of the students' class time is spent in a state-of-the-art lab working on aircraft in a hangar of Iowa Western's aviation building at the Council Bluffs Airport. The Atlantic City Council is set to act on approving several matters this week. During their 5:30 p.m. meeting on Wednesday in the Council's chambers at City Hall, Mayor Dave Jones is expected to make appointments to the Library Board of Trustees, Utility Board of Trustees, Cable Television Commission, and Zoning Board of Adjustment. The appointments are subject to Council approval. The Council will then act on appointing persons to the Airport, Planning and Zoning, and Community Promotion Commissions, as well as the Airport Zoning Board of Adjustment. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will act on approving the route for the Color Run road event, scheduled to take place October the 11th. As we mentioned on our sportscasts over the weekend and online at KJAN.com, that 5K fundraising event for the AHS Student Council begins and ends at the Atlantic High School. The Council Wednesday will also act on approving a renewal of the 5-year 28E mutual aid agreement between the City of Atlantic and the City of Lewis for fire department response. They'll also act on the third and final reading of an ordinance designating the 2014 City of Atlantic Urban Revitalization Area and the second reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances by making a slight language change in the section pertaining to speed regulations. And finally, the Council will act on approving a change order between the city and AAA Budget Environment for the mitigation and disposal of additional asbestos materials on the property located at 611 Lynn Street. The change order amounts to $1,554. A monthly economic survey index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states rose slightly in August, suggesting growth is ahead. The survey report issued today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, inched up to 57.2 last month from 57.0 in July. The index had reached a three-year high of 60.6 in June. Looking 6 months ahead, the business confidence portion of the overall index climbed to 60.4 from 60.0 in July. It had hit 63.6 in June. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers at Creighton University say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. A jury selection is scheduled to begin today for a 33-year-old man charged with killing a Rockwell City police officer. Corey Trott is charged with first-degree murder and the slaying on September the 13th of Jamie Bunting. Prosecutors say Trott shot Bunting during a standoff at Trott's house. Officers were trying to arrest Trott after an assault on his mother. The trial was moved to Wright County at the request of defense attorneys. In June, Rockwell City dedicated a park to Bunting. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen from Rockwell City. KCCI-TV reports 16-year-old Cassie Simpkins went missing at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday, and she does not have her necessary epilepsy medications. Police say she's believed to be with 20-year-old Chance Kinney. The public is urged to contact the Rockwell City Police Department if they have any information on her whereabouts at 712-297-7583. The contract between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska and Catholic Health Initiatives Uninet has expired without a new agreement. Uninet represents CHI health facilities across Nebraska. Starting yesterday, people who visit doctors or hospitals in Nebraska associated with the CHI Health Network will have to pay more if they have insurance from Blue Cross. CHI Health's Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs should not be directly affected, but Iowa residents with Blue Cross policies who seek treatment in Nebraska would be. Blue Cross says CHI Health, which used to be called Allegiant Creighton Health, routinely charges 10 to 30% more than other Omaha hospitals. CHI Health says those figures are misleading and believes its total cost of treatment is lower, even if certain services cost more. Iowa's two medical schools are co-sponsoring a national conference in Omaha next week that will explore the role physician assistants play in changing the world of healthcare, especially in rural areas. Dr. Michael Huckabee is director of the University of Nebraska Medical Center's PA Education Division.
You know, there are barriers in rural primary care, and a lot of this is just the change that is required in healthcare reform and dealing with some of the misperceptions that come with that. The PA is not in competition or making people leave their doctors. Unique to PAs, we, by state laws in every state in the country, must be linked to an existing physician's practice.
Huckabee said the increased need for health care is expected to be a burden to small communities that may not have the infrastructure and workforce to provide those services.
There are just not enough doctors to go around. Physician assistants, by their very name, are linked with physicians to extend that care.
The fast evolving healthcare landscape has created a time of change and challenges for the entire medical profession, he says, though some people may be unclear about what it is that PAs do.
All PAs are trained in the model of primary care, so they're equipped to manage acute and chronic healthcare problems of all types within the scope of their physician's practice.
The conference is called Advancing Rural Primary Care, and it's scheduled for next week, September 11th and 12th, at the Hilton Omaha Hotel. Huckabee says there will be a slate of national speakers.
All of them are here to address how PAs can effectively be utilized in rural communities to continue to extend the care of physicians.
The conference is being co-hosted by the University of Iowa and Des Moines University, as well as Union College in Lincoln, Nebraska, the University of South Dakota, and Wichita State University. The conference is tailored for those who hire and use physician assistants. It's geared toward administrators, healthcare leaders, academicians, and policymakers, along with physicians and PAs. And in our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, E. Wallace Wally Dick, age 89, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Wally Dick will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. The Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Laverne Joy DeWitt, age 84, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Laverne DeWitt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ariel LaBelle Jensen, age 97, of Sun City, Arizona, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Ariel Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dorothy Forsman, age 98, of Panora and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothy Forsman will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Opal Bishop, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Opal Bishop will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Sandy Raby, age 44, of Primgar, died Saturday. Memorial services for Sandy Raby will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Primgar. Andriga Funeral Home of Sheldon is in charge of the arrangements. Also, 71-year-old Rita K. Hughes Burke of Denver, Colorado, and formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died Saturday in Denver. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be on Saturday at 11:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Richard E. McCauley, age 81, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A cremation has taken place. Services for Richard McCauley will be held at a later date at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.